Welcome back. This is Jesse Gilbert, aka General Hakan. And this is part two of the LGBTQ and vampires lawsuit. Yes, real life blood drinkers. Exclamation point. New line. So, before we go any further, I just want to warn anybody listening to this. If you try to defame me as crazy and in need of hospitalization and or any sort of quote-unquote pills, I'm going to be looking to make your judgment something like over 100 trillion years in pure hellfire for every one pill that you suggest I take or be forced to take. Exclamation point. New line. The pharma bunny industry is run by vampires. Real vampires who get their blood by defaming regular people intelligent enough to probably want to avoid getting involved in drinking human blood and selling their soul to the devil. So they defame these people as crazy, and they use the LGBTQ community as part of their political propaganda that anybody who dissents against anything immoral and disgusting and deadly is a bigot. Exclamation point. New line. The universe doesn't work that way. So, there are so many details to this. The case is it's so nuanced and detailed, but at the same time, it's so obvious and straightforward. But anyway, it looks like how it's shaking out is that the entire Bar Association is going to be bankrupted and face eternal UBI, Universal Basic Income status. Once it's shown that they've all taken the equivalent of blood oaths, signed in blood, signed on the dotted line, soul sales, to the Bar Association, which at its top levels promotes and provides blood for vampires. Yes, real life blood drinkers, blood by the gallon via the most hardcore judicial fraud, the most tawdry, scandalous, disgusting forms of judiciary corruption and legal fraud, aided and abetted by the media mud bunnies, more homosexual, subhuman, junkie, prostitute, trash of all nationalities, who never, ever, ever want to report on the real truth and defame every last person, such as QAnon, whoever he is, who try to say and expose the truth that the world is run by some really sick people. Exclamation point, new line. Just one example, let's just say a very popular magazine relating to health for men defamed QAnon as a flat-out conspiracy theorist with zero possible credibility. Yeah, a health magazine for men. I don't even want to give their name because I don't want to give those subhuman white trash junkie media prostitutes any form of publicity for that scandalous article trying to defame everybody who says truth about health, like that AIDS and butt fucking each other 10,000 times isn't the way to death. You morons, you're going to get exterminated for this by the number one artificial intelligence software developer, Jesse Gilbert, who's been the victim of multiple attempted murders by the LGBTQ movement. exclamation point, new line. Would you believe that the number one artificial intelligence developer is actually intelligent enough to understand that there are basically two genders with room for maybe 3, 4, or 5 due to people who are born hermaphrodites who can't help it, but who are also pretty sick, whatever. I don't know what to say about them. But anyway, would you believe that the number one AI software, SAS software, Brainstorm Pro, with poetic justice, built-in one-click rhyming feature to help people gain IP assets worth every bit as much as bars of gold locked away in Swiss banks without any of the associated paperwork. Yeah, just one entry in a database. Would you also believe that the number one AI, artificial intelligence, SAAS software developer, Jesse Gilbert, really only wants maybe 10 clients, that he doesn't want every last idiot, lemming, sheeple, LGBTQ, AIDS, faggot pride pusher under the sun as a customer? Question mark. New line. Would you believe that Jesse Gilbert, number one AI, SAAS, software as a service developer, is not aiming to have every last person on earth as his customer with a K, or client with a K, for this canine-themed brand? Question mark. New line. So because no lawyer will take my case and because no one will give me any fair media attention, I have to make my lawsuit into an advertisement, like a standing advertisement for my products, and use the publicity to make honest and fair money as a fair and honest merchant who is providing fair market value goods, services, and products to the market, which you can read about on this website. So that concludes audio MP3 2 for the LGBTQ lawsuit, the LGBTQ and vampires lawsuit, the biggest LGBTQ lawsuit in history for attempted murder, multiple attempted murder attempts by LGBTQ activists, pigs, and vampires, people trying to steal my blood. Stay tuned for Audio 3 coming up.